There's a page that you have from last week. It says on top of it, Arugas Abaisa. Even Jews that say Shabbat don't say Arugata Bosa. Everybody says Arugas Abaisa. You know, we're learning this thing for the past few weeks to go a little bit, just a little bit of a taste of what, a little bit more of a taste of what Rav Kook is crying about, the Yitzhiyah L'Tarbis Ra'ah, that many, many Jews that simply cannot find themselves in the world of terror that's being imposed upon them from outside of who they are. Even though the Torah is Torah Yisrael, everyone has a shaykhah to call Torah Kula, but each person's neshama is looking for a specific part of Torah that his entire tikkun depends on investing himself in this time of his life, in this Gilgul, investing in that Torah. So Leon just reminded me of a piece in the Shevet Musa that we did I think last year, 2 years ago, that is a very, very basic piece, but I have to find the way it is again in the Shevet Musa. I can't read it from there. It's rubbed out. Yeah, but I have it in the Shevet Musa. I have to find it in my notes. With the other Shevet Musa talks about how in each Gilgal, a person has to complete the Torah that he needs, that he's drawn to, and he's drawn to that particular Torah because of the tikkun he needs in that Gilgal. And the fact that he doesn't feel a cheshek, a strong cheshek for other areas of Torah, is because Hashem, in that amazing, mysterious way of doing things, Hashem is guiding him towards the area of Torah, I'm sorry, the area of Torah where he dafka needs to work on in order to have, in this present Gilgal, to have a tikkun for his neshama. So it's not just a matter of interests and can't you try harder and what's the matter with you and, you know, or this is the area of Torah that I really love, how come you don't see it the way that I see it? It's much deeper than that. So I wanted, you know, we have to move on. Obviously, there's a lot more we have to do. But I wanted to finish our discussion of this. We're going to come back to this in a little while, even in the chapter. But I wanted to finish with these two pieces. One from Arugas Abaisa, which is a very different part of the world from where Rav Kook was coming from. Last week we were learning the Netziv. And that's Rav Kook's Rabbi. So we're going to finish this discussion with a little piece from Arugas Abaisa, who is, of course, Arugas Abaisa is the Rav Chust, that's Hungary. So that's a very, very different, Hashkafas Eilam than the world that Rav Kook came from. So I wanted to just give a taste, a little bit of Hungarian tam, of the same Yisoid. Just, it's universal. It's in the Svarim HaKadoshim, it's all over. But just one that when I was learning this past Chai Sar, I was learning Arugas Abaisa on Shabbos, and I had a tremendous hanor from this. It's only a piece, a longer piece, it's a whole drasha apart. And then to finish with a very important little piece from Rav Kook. And another one of the Svarim, in the Kabbatzim. So you see on the page with Arugas Abaisa, the nearly b'siyata d'shmaya b'hekdeim, you see that? Vav Nun Lamed, on the right side. V'nirli behektem, M'siyat D'Shmaya behektem Maimra Kosef. It says, he had a number of questions, Agavi Sarimenu and Niakeda, but that's not the Ikka for now. V'nirli B'siyat D'Shmaya behektem Maimra Kosef. Einai b'ne mone eretz, l'sheves imadi. Hashem Baruch says, David Malach says in the name of Hashem, that Einai b'ne'emonei eretz, l'sheves imadi, that Hashem's eyes are always upon the faithful of the earth who dwell with Him. In other words, there are certain Jews, Hashem loves all Jews, and Hashem is watching all of us. But there's a special, special level of attention, kivyachol, whatever that means, that Hashem pays to these Jews who are called Ne'emonei Aretz, the faithful of the earth. Who are these Ne'emonei Aretz? V'yesh l'daktek ma'ik amar b'nei mani aretz v'amar einai b'nei mani ruach. The Hugus Baisim asks, why does it say in such a way, ne'emonei aretz, the faithful ones of the land, of the earth? Why not say you are a faithful spirit, ne'emonei ruach, ne'emonei aretz? Al derech hakosef, since we find a precedent in Tanakh, in Mishlei, for that term, ne'eman ruach, a person who is loyal and faithful, which Chazal bring a beautiful, beautiful story about a couple that was supposed to be married, and then there was a problem where they couldn't get married, and how they remained faithful to each other. It's brought down a Tosis, a beautiful, beautiful ma'isa. And in that, the Gemara says, "Einei Hashem b'ne'eman ne'aretz." I mean, the people are even people who are faithful to each other. There was a chasan and kala that they remain faithful over the years to each other, despite all of the changing circumstances of their lives, and they didn't marry someone else, and they were ne'emonei aretz. So ne'emonis is a midah, faithfulness and loyalty is a midah, which Shlomo Melech calls ne'eman ruach. Aviyesh lahavin inyano. Now Rukas Abayisim writes, yesh lahavin inyano, deloik siv b'tzadike aretz. It doesn't say that Hashem's eyes are always upon the tzaddikim of the earth. That's what we would have expected. Which, of course, we have other psukim, Ein Hashem, El Tzaddikim, and so on. That's what we would have expected. It doesn't say, Einai b'tzaddike aretz. And it doesn't say, Einai b'chachme aretz. B'chachme aretz. It doesn't say. Or b'chaside aretz, or the righteous of the earth. So who are these ne'emanim? Not tzaddikim, not chacham, not chassidim, we could be any of those also. Plus, but what's the nida? What is this ne'emanei aretz? The faithful. Mizeh nikach musa haskel. The ik haratzim b'avodas Hashem yisbarach. Dik Ayrotzen Babbat Hashem is Bach Shihei Ha'avayde Be'amuna Bli Ruach Ramiya. The main Rotzen that Hashem has in our serving Him is that the Avayde should be Be'amuna. Be'amuna, it should be with loyalty and faithfulness. Bli Ruach Ramiya, without any deceitfulness. The Be'amas Hashem is Bach Himtzi L'kol Echad V'Echad Mi'Yisrael. Ezinyan, ashal pi darko, yuchal lahagil l'tachlis anirza. Shulavayt avayda. The tzaddik writes here that the truth is that Hashem Baruch has given to each and every one of us a certain inyan. Ashal pi darko, each person with his inyan and his derech, that through this particular inyan, through this specific inyan, he'll be able to reach the tachlis that Hashem has for him in his life, in this present life that he's in. Shulavayt avayda, to be in Eved Hashem. The marshal, for instance. Yesh shetachlis shlemusay lahar shlem atzim b'vamidas avayda. There is a person who in this life was created to perfect himself to whatever degree he can in the midah of avaida. Of avaida, of tefillah, and so on. Avaida. V'yesh shenivra l'tachlis gemilas chasadim. And there are those Jews who were created l'tachlis gemilas chasadim. L'tachlis of gemilas chasadim. V'yesh l'tachlis limud Torah HaKadosha, and there are those who were created for the tachlis of limud Torah HaKadosha. V'chayetzah b'hem. And as we learned, even in Torah, different areas of Torah, and in Gemilas Chasadim, this one's Hachnasas Kala, this one's Hachnasas Orchem, this one is Halvayas Ameis, and so on. V'yesh Shelitzarech Shleimuso, and there are other Jews, who Litzarech Shleimuso, for the purpose of their Shleimus, Tzarech Lasek B'masa Umatan, they were created to be in business. Again, it doesn't mean that they're not supposed to be Isaac and Torah fighting with Chasadim, whatever they can. But they were created Lasek B'masa Umatan, to be in business, L'kayim mitzvahs hatluyas b'masa b'matan. And to be mekayim, all of the many, many mitzvahs that are involved in being an honest business person. Every single day at work, anybody who's in business has many, many, many opportunities to be mekayim mitzvahs. If the person is in business and is thinking, really, I didn't notice that. That's a very bad sign. Maybe you should go back to yeshiva. But the truth is that every single day, almost from moment to moment, a person has the opportunity to mekayim mitzvahs ben olam l'makom and ben olam l'chaver, at work, in business, with being an upright, elocha, honest person, and dealing with people, and be mekadesh shem Hashem, v'chul v'chul. Vein chilek benim oved avadosa b'oifen zeh, that Rubi Sabaisim says, ein chilek benim oved avadosa b'oifen zeh, there is no chilek, whether your avod is this, or b'oifen zeh, or your avod is that, to make one person greater than the other. It's no chilek. Da kol al pima shahakore hadoris meirosh yizbarach shamoi goza v'oimer. Everything is according to the one who knows all future generations, Hashem, what he was geyser, what he decreed, and how he made each and every one of us, and the tachlis that he wanted each and every one of us to fulfill while we be in this world, while we're in the world. He says, "Ein chilek benim oved avadosa b'ayfen zeh." B'ayfen zeh. Imagine if you had an Eretz Yisrael yeshiva that consisted only of working people, and they won't allow in someone who learns, the children of someone who learns. They'll say, "This is b'ayfen zeh, not b'ayfen zeh." The whole thing is crazy. Each one has to respect the other, and each one is trying to do his best to live according to his own tachlis. Ve'en chilek benim avados b'ayfen zeh b'ayfen zeh. Da'akol api ma shehakari hadoris mireish yizbarach shmo goza v'oimer. But Hashem was geyser. Of course, it's very hard to know that, especially when you're young. It's very confusing. And what am I supposed to do? We're not going into that now. But that's hard. It's hard to know. Ve'ha'ikar hu she'avadoso asher yavad. The ikar is that whatever your avoda is in this world, whatever you're doing, the ikar is tiyeh be'amuna, should be done with faithfulness. Not to krech, not to be upset. Why am I not doing that? Why am I not doing that? But it should be be'amuna. Ke'eved ha'oisa avadoso, like a servant that's doing his avoda be'amuna, with total loyalty and faithfulness. Bli ruach remiya, without any ruach remiya, without any haughtiness, without any deception, without any self-deception, not just deceiving someone else, not deceiving yourself. V'hainu d'omar ha'kosev. So Rubis HaBaisim says, that is what is hinted at in the Pasuk, where Hashem says, Einai b'ne'emonei eretz. My eyes are upon the ne'emonei eretz. Davka ne'emonei eretz. V'nokat b'ne'emonei eretz. And the reason that David Melech says ne'emonei eretz, v'loi komar v'ne'emonei ruach. He doesn't say ne'emonei ruach. Ne'emonei davka eretz. Eretz is the lowest thing. It's the physical world. Ne'emonei eretz. Al Pimada Omer Chazal, Loma Nikra Shma Eretz, Chazal say, why is the earth called, why does it have that name Eretz? Why is it called? What does that come from, the word Eretz? So Chazal say, Eretz comes from the word Reitze. Sherotzeso la'aseis ritzoin kaina. It comes from the word wanting. Because the earth naturally wants to do the will of the one who made her. It's also Loshon, Chazal say, of Ritza, of running to do the will of Hashem. When there's the desire to do the will, then there's a running to do the will. So that's why Chazal say it's called Eretz. Sherotze sola says Ritzayim kaina. It wants to do the Ratzon of Hashem. So Eretz means the earth. But it means on a deeper level, the simplest madrega of devotion, pashtus. Eretz, the earth, is ne'eman. It's called Eretz because it wants only one thing, to do God's will. You plant in the earth this, the earth will give forth. It only wants to do God's will. It wants to do God's will. Even though it's so pashut, even though the Eretz could have a big taina. How come I'm not Shemayim? No? What kind of mazel do I have? Why was I made into the earth? Everybody's walking on me. I could have been Shemayim. But the Eretz doesn't have such delusions. It doesn't have such delusions. It's right to last us with same kind. Right to last us with same kind. That's all. This is what you made me into, so this is what I'm going to do. And I'm happy, this is what I am. This is what I am. So I'm not Shemayim, I'm not a Rosh Hashiva. This is what I am. I'll try to do the best with whatever Hashem Shabbat gave me. I'll just do the best I can. So. V'nir levar in yonah b'siyayta d'shmai, the Ugas Baisim says, to explain, then it called my sibirations, ladaitan nivru, ulitzivyanam nivru. I spoke about this when we were doing Pirkei Avos before the summer, after Pesach, that Chazal tell us an amazing thing, that Hashem Nisbach asked every single thing before he created it. Do you want to be created the way, this is what I'm going to make you. This is what I'm going to, you want to be, you accept this, are you okay with this? Ladaitan nivru, ulitzivyanam nivru. Everything was created ladaitan. So Hashem Yisbach gave a picture, so to speak, of to each thing in Shemayim and said, listen, this is what I have planned for you. Are you okay with it? And each Nivra said, sure. L'daitan, the Tzivyon, that form, that image, and L'daitan, according to Das Hashem. We spoke about that, we learned before in Pirkei Avos piece from Geshen Hanach Adzina, which I was never tape nice, and I said I would, I didn't have to get, but that on the Indian of L'daitan L'tzivyon, everything, every single thing that exists, it was given a choice before. Are you okay with this? Yes. So could it have said no, what would have happened? That's obviously you asked L'daitan is L'daitan. Pirush Rashi. So Hashem is Baruch Shalom, Rashi explains that in the Gemara, that Hashem is Baruch asked everything, b'tchila, imretzaynam lihibaris, b'tchuna zushanivru. Hashem asked everything, and everyone, each one of us, are you okay? Does this go with your ratzon? To be created with this tchuna, with this quality, this characteristic, this way. Vim kein, ro'i haya la'aretz la'hashiv Rabbanu Shalom. So you would have thought that the earth, when the earth was asked, the dirt, the earth, when the earth was asked, because everything was asked, so when the earth was asked, no, Are you okay with this? This is what's going to be. This is what's going to be. Everybody's going to walk on you. Animals are going to... everything is going to... No one's going to be machshev of you. Are you okay with this? So Ruga Zubaisim says, Voy ha'il arz la'ashiv, Rabbani Shalom. You would have expected that the earth would have said, Rabbani Shalom, the master of the world. Kevmash ha'shamayim v'chol tzavam hem ruim ruchniyim. Shemaim v'chol tzavam, the malachim, Shemaim, that whole business, that's all what? Ruim ruchniyim. The ruchniyis dike, ruim, the ruchniyis. V'oimdim b'morim, and they're able to stand in Shemaim, La'avayda, avaydus ha'kaydish, into every single second, the barrage, gadol, every single second, the mamish singing songs to Hashem, and they're doing all the malachim, yichapeizen, chila rada, yichayizen, I mean, mibnei ma'e ya'ani, v'chol tzivai, v'ayla ma'shofel hazeh. So Eretz, the earth, could have said, so, what am I to blame that you made me into, that you're showing me such a preview of what I'm going to be? The lowly earth, and who do I have as my Misharism? What do I have over here? Cockroaches and all kinds of animals and some flowers and trees. And in Shemaim you have the Malachim and all kinds of things. Ve'eves Galgolim and here you put me into this. This is what you're showing me? What did I do that I should be given such a choice? In this lowly world, to be created from physical matter that's so coarse and thick, that not to have even the slightest feeling for anything, it would have been a good taina. It would have been a good taina. It would have been stronger than a taina that I once heard from a student of mine, a girl in high school, that she was never able to overcome the fact that she was created with curly hair. She told me that. I asked her once, why are you so sad? You look so sad. She says, she's having horrible problems with her hair. That was Hashem's Bach asked her, you want to be curly, you want to be straight? So she said, I'll be curly. But now she's not happy with it. Here, Hashem's Bach put the Eretz into such a matzav, and the Eretz could have said, a taina, this is what you give me? Avokeven shechofes Hashem's chefes, Hashem's Bach ha yeshiyah ha'ilam nivra ha'leifim zeh. But since it was clear to the Eretz that this is what Hashem's Bach wanted the world to be, there's a Shemaim and there's an Eretz. He knows the creator of all worlds knows what the world needs and how the world should be. The Mishnah has a tachlis with the earth, the physical earth, with everything here on this earth. That's also the tachlis. Wahaisa misarevis milihibarais. The earth did not resist, did not refuse being created this way. Kefir etzani is baruch shamai. According to the Ratzon Hashem. You see what an important piece this is. Vahayna dorma chazal. Shenikra shma eretz. Now we understand why it's called eretz. Because Eretz had the strongest taina to say, I want something else. But in the end, Eretz said, I want what God wants. Shenikra eshma Eretz, al shirotza salasas of Saint Kaina. Lucas Abbasim writes, Umimena nikach musa haskel. And we should learn from this, because why was this revealed to us? Einai b'nemone Eretz. Hashem says, my eyes are especially upon the Ne'emone Eretz, those who are faithful and loyal and live in this world like the earth. Ne'emone Eretz. She writes him lasses with sign kaina. Umimena nikach musa haskin. And from here we should learn for ourselves. Leval Yisraim Adam Lema, that a person should not complain, should not have tainus. Leval Yisraim Adam Lema, that a person should not complain and say, how come I'm different? Why did Hashem make me different? That I'm not able to sit in the Beis Medrash. Why did Hashem make my life in such a way that I'm not able to sit in the Beis Medrash? Either because he doesn't have the zitzfleish to sit, or he doesn't have the head to sit, or because of the circumstances of his life that he has to go and do something else. He can't afford to sit in the Beis Medrash. Rugis Beisim says a person shouldn't complain. Lema b'neiman nishtanesi shi eiyev shaliyah ismiyesh ve'ibes ha-medrash. Can you imagine how much money could be saved on psychologists if you just put this up all over? No? You could save a lot of money on therapy. A lot of money. And there'd be a lot less broken homes and ruined lives. Rugas Abayisim should be plastered over every single street corner in Bnei Brak. Why am I different? Why wasn't I created to be from the Yisra Beis HaMedrash to serve Hashem Davke in that way? I wasn't given a sharp mind. So I see, I'm being honest, I'm wasting my time over here. I'm not doing much in the Beis HaMedrash. I'm not able to accomplish much. I'm not able to grasp much. I don't have a sechel charef from a chudad, a sharp. But if I would have been created with a good head, if Hashem would have given me a good mind, then I would be a big Oved Hashem. Right now I'm not, because I'm angry. But I would be a big Oved Hashem if I had a sharp, if Hashem would have given me a sharp mind, I'd be a big Oved Hashem. I'd say, this matters all. The Kevin de Bari Kalalom Yisbarach Shomoi. That since the Bari Kalalom, the creator of all worlds, may his name be blessed. Sofa, the Hibit, he looked into the future. Hashem, when he created this neshama. Sofa, the Hibit, he looked into the future. Shuroi lihibarash b'tchunazu, and Hashem Yisbarach knew this exactly what this Yid needs for his tikkun. For Netzach Nitzachim, this is what he needs. This type of a mind is exactly what he needs. Tzofa v'hibitshu roi lihibarz b'tchunazu. Im kein. Roi loy shiyavakish lahagi l'shlemusai al pizeh derech. Each one should daven to Hashem Yisbarach that he should be able to reach his shleimus through his derech. Through his own derech. Not through the other guy's derech, through his derech. There's such a lack of understanding this in the world that it's not just Torah, but even in the world of Torah, one doesn't accept that other person has a different derech in learning, even if he is from Yosh Beis HaMedrash. In other words, even if that person is sitting all day in this Medrash, the other one's not Saival, how come he's learning that way, not my way? Even in the Beis Medrash. How come he's learning that way when we have a Mesoyah and the true Der Halimud is the way that, da, 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 da. How come he's learning that way? The guy says, oh, this well, I like this. I feel this is my Mahalach in learning. No, that's not what we receive. That's not the true Mahalach. That's not the true Mahalach. You see these lessons all the time. That's not the right way. That's not the Mesoyah. That's not the, da, 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 da. The world is filled with this Havel. Havolim of these diburim. Again, I'm not talking with an 8-year-old kid saying I have my own way. We spoke about that last week. An 8-year-old kid has no way to tell him to be quiet and talk about it when he's older. But someone's really growing up and he says, oh, that's not your way. So what? Ken Rory lo shivakish lagi lishleimusa api zehaderach rak shiye be'emuna. So emuna here means to be faithful and loyal to one's own self in serving Hashem. Being faithful to Hashem and loyal to Hashem through accepting that specific way that Hashem has given you to serve Him in this Gilgul, in this lifetime. Being faithful to that. Be'emuna. Like the Eretz. Akasha, how come I'm not Shemayim? How come I don't have a sharp ahead? How come I don't have a kind of heart? You see sometimes a person that naturally all they do is to do and to give and that for any little thing to do a taiva you have to break yourself. That's your avodah. No? Ataina, he was created that way and you were created this way. You do what you have to do be'amunah. And your avodah is, again, you have a stronger point than something else, but when it comes to the inyan of chesed, so for you, the avodah is to try to break through that particular klipa of that day and to try to do a taiva for someone. But for the other person, it's so easy. We have when it comes to being a parent. Yeah, you have sometimes a mother that seems like it's a cinch. There's no big deal. Everything seems to be easy for her to raise children. You have another one. And this one that's easy, she could have 10 children, 12 children, some having fun, taking pictures and having a good time. And then you have one that has one kid. And she also has three girls working in the house. And she said, I can't take it. This kid's killing. It's making me crazy. Kid's making me crazy. I see this all the time. That's why many of the phone calls I get, I just want to put one on the phone with the other one. So you don't need to talk to me. Just talk to this one. So she should feel bad. How come I'm not like that lady that's for her to have 10 children, Samachaya? That's her Indian. What's your Indian? Your Indian is right now with this child to try to be a good mother. That's not to make yourself meshuga. How come I'm not like that? How come I'm not like that? And as much as it happens outside of families, within one family, that's very, very big. When there's brothers that are different, sisters that that's a habit. When you have a sister-in-law, ooh, that's very, very big. When a woman has a sister-in-law that seems to be having an easy time, that's very, very, very hard. Because the kinna and everything else that comes in. So the earth could have had a time that. Why wasn't I Shemayim? No. Ratzalat says Ritzayim Kaina. Just to do the Ratzon Hashem. This person for whom it's very, very hard with children. So the Baruch Shalom didn't say that she has to have 12, 13 children. So, discuss that with her Rav, the Paisek, whatever. But the Baruch Shalom didn't say you have to have 12, 13 children. You know how many people make themselves crazy on this Nakuda? But my sister-in-law Sprincy, she has 14 children and she's always smiling and well-dressed. And you have your little Chaimke and you thank the Baruch Shalom you go to sleep that you didn't strangle him to death that day. That the kid lived. You're happy that he survived. You make yourself crazy. How come I'm not like her? And the funny thing is that she's at home, the other one is at home, and looking at something of the other one's tchunis and what she's good at, and is thinking, why can't I be like that? But Einai Hashem says, B'nei Oretz. The Baruch Hu says, I have a special warm feeling in my heart, Hashem says, for those who are Nemone Eretz. Like the Eretz, with Nemonas, Nemuna, without Tainus, without Tfiyas. This is my Inyan. Vahainu, Domar Einai ben Nemone Eretz, Shiyaved as Hashem is Baruch Bemuna, Bebechinis Eretz, like the earth, Shirotzolasas with Sain Kern Alpi Anal. The near the Hainu Taimer, a little bit from Chayasar, it means a longer piece, but look how sweet it is. Just a little bit. We can't do the whole thing now. But you look in Arugas Apaisim. I think we should have one here. I think there's one here, but if not, look in Arugas, I think there's one. But the near the Hainu Taimer, Shama Avrom Avinu Olo B'Shalma Eliezer, you remember that Avram Avinu was sending Eliezer to go find the Shidduch for Yitzchak. And he wanted Eliezer to take a shvur. And Avram says to Eliezer, "Bashem Elokei Hashemayim Velokei Haaretz." Such a lashon that he says Avram Avinu to Eliezer, "Bashem Elokei Hashemayim Velokei Haaretz." The Bem is Yesh Likach Musa Haskel. Now, when we look at in Tanakh, any time that anybody would ever ask you, any one of us would be asked, name right away a person in Tanakh. I mean, of course, Moshe Rabbeinu was an Eved Neeman. But after Moshe Rabbeinu, name a person in Tanakh who could have had kindness, but was a faithful, simple servant. Everybody right away says Eliezer. Eliezer, that's Eliezer Eved Avram. Remember, he had a machshava. He thought that maybe his daughter was going to marry with Avram Avinu, you know, to make a shidduch. He was doidel maskim mitaris rabba. He was a great person. He was teaching with Avram Avinu. He was running the whole operation with Avram Avinu to makav the whole world to Emuna. And at the end, what happened to him? At the end, Avram Avinu tells him, you know, you just don't have the pedigree. You don't have the credentials. You have the wrong yichus. Can you imagine the taina that Eliezer could have had? Look inside. The Bem is Yeshlikach Musa Hasla Anami HaEved HaNeman HaZeh. We could really take a lot of Musa from this faithful servant, from Eliezer Eved Avram. Shahaya Ben Meshach Beis HaShel Avram Avinu Olav Hashem. Zera Beis B'Shanam for years and years and years. He was running the whole house. Not just in Gashmias, even in Rochmias he was teaching, and he was a big person. The rabbis b'shona for years. When he choshev machshava she yiskil he dabeg b'zera kaidish alazeh, and he had a machshava that he's working all these years with Avram Avinu, and he's teaching emunah to the whole world, and he's so connected to Avram, and Avram loves him so much. He thought, where he's going to go now and make a shidduch someplace else? I have a wonderful daughter for Yitzchak. And she probably was some beautiful, wonderful girl that was growing up over there in Avram Avinu's backyard. And everybody was saying, it's a shidduch. Why go anywhere else? Why do you have to look someplace else for a shidduch? Eliezer is a tzaddik. Who's closer to Avram Avinu? He has a beautiful daughter, a wonderful daughter. She's right over here. No, it's a shidduch. There's no question that all the shadchanim were trying to read such a shidduch between Eliezer and Avram Avinu. And he had a machshava that maybe he'll be zeichel dabig b'zera kodesh to become attached to the holy seed of Am Yisrael. Uleschat in Avram Avinu, to make a shidduch with Avram Avinu. Umi yodeh kamash shonim rabbis, who knows how many years he had this in his mind when he saw the children growing up. And they were skipping rope together. I don't know if Yitzchak ever did such a thing. But they were... And this is by Eliezer, it was Pashat Eliezer, and this is all he was thinking about all these, how many years, the Shidduch. Vata, and now what happens? Avram Avinu says to Eliezer, I'm sending you back to the Altaheim to go find the shidduch for my son. It's like a ton of bricks, no? A patch like that to get? But Avram Avinu knew what he was thinking. And Avram Avinu says to him, now, again, we're learning Chumash. The words in Chazal say in such a way, it comes across as being heartless, but the biggest heart in the world was Avram Avinu, so it couldn't have been a heartless thing. But Chazal say it in such a way that Avram Avinu says to him, "Bini Baruch Vata'or." What was the yichus of Eliezer? Where does he come from? From Canaan. Who? Or Canaan. That's the Parshas Noach. Or Canaan. He's cursed. Let's finish this. It says, "Bini Baruch." So Avram Avinu is saying, "As my son comes from shame, Bini Baruch, my son is blessed. Vein v'ata'or, and you come from the nation that is cursed. Vein or mizdabik b'baruch, it's not a shidduch. Ein or mizdabik b'baruch, such a thing. Don't ask questions about that cheshbon of Avram Avinu. That's not for now. We're talking about Eliezer. and his reaction, not about Avraham Avinu and why and how. Leave that. Let's stay focused on Eliezer. Eliezer hearing this. It's a different discussion. But Eliezer hearing such a thing from Avraham Avinu, who he loved, to whom he devoted his whole life. And he raised the daughter of Zedekiah. And Avraham Avinu says to him, Avart. The Avart is, B'ni Baruch, my child is Baruch, he's from Shem, Ata Ara, Ara Kanan. Ein Aram is Dabu Baruch, I'm sorry, it's not a Shidduch. They don't go together. And he sends him off there to Lovin and to Besuah. Im kein hayro yule Eliezer his rachel ba'avdus adonai. Try to feel like what Eliezer felt when he began that mission and he put his knapsack on and he turned away. Just imagine that Avraham Avinu, that Eliezer has his knapsack on. He thought that Avraham Avinu was going to break the big news that we're making a l'chaim, right? It's time for Yitzhak to get married. And imagine, Avraham Avinu says to Eliezer, I want to have a talk with you. And he says, when? He says, we'll talk, maybe you have Sunday at 2 o'clock. So Eliezer, Sunday 2 o'clock? Yeah, the whole time he's thinking, wow, we're going to have this big, we're having a talk about the Shidduch. This is my ticket out of the world of Arachnan. And we're going to make a Shidduch. And he was thinking about that the whole time. And then Avraham Avinu makes him take a shvua, Velokei HaShemayim, Velokei HaAretz, because there's Shemayim and there's Aretz. And he makes him take a shvua, Velokei HaShemayim, Velokei HaAretz. And he says, he puts his arm around him and says, no, it's time, Yitzhak is getting older. And Eliezer says, yeah, I know. And you know, it's time for Yitzhak to get married, and it's time to find a proper girl. And Eliezer is thinking, sure, it's the time. This is the time. And he's already thinking about what we're going to have at the smorgasbord. Can you imagine? And oh, we're not going to make a lachaim, but we're going to have over here. They never saw anything like this, but we're going to make a lachaim. And he's having all these machshavas. And Avraham Avinu says, you know, Yitzhak is a big tzaddik. He's thinking, I know, and I know that my daughter is a big tzaddikus, and they grew up together, and this is the shidduch. And then Avraham Avinu says to him, you have to go to find the shidduch. I mean, how he felt. And then he looked at Avraham Avinu, and in that second Avraham Avinu says, you know, that my son is Baruch and your daughter is Ur, and it doesn't go. So then Eliezer takes his knapsack, and he puts on his knapsack. So he's not making up any invitations, he's not making any l'chaims, he puts on his knapsack, and he has to head out to take care of this mission, that his Rebbe is sending him to do this mission. So the Arugus of Esim says, imagine such a thing. In Ken Hayroil Eliezer is Rashel Ba'avdus Adonai, how he had every reason in the world to be lackadaisical, to be unmotivated, to have no cheshek at all to do this. He could have gone away kicking some rocks along the way. Right? If it was me or you. And saying, this is what I gave my life for him. And my kid's not good enough for him. And this is what he brings up, the old parsha from Bereshis. He starts to tell me, Arachnan, how come I wasn't an Ara when it came to going and doing everything for him? I wasn't. And I wasn't an Arachnan when it came to teaching Torah? I wasn't Arachnan. I was his partner. We did everything together. And now, here I am, walking to go, schlep far to go find the Shidduch for Yitzchak. I'm not good enough. He saw that all he wanted in life was in a second, was shattered, was broken. It was the biggest disappointment. He'll never ever reach what he thought he was going to reach, was somehow to get in his family into the world of what? Zera Kaidish, into the holy seed of Am Yisrael. No, nothing to talk about. It's finished. That was the end. So he had every reason to forget about it. He could have said, go find yourself another guy. So he doesn't say that. So he's walking, and he's going to get a Shidduch for Yitzchak. Lahainu time that Avraham Avinu Olav Shalom Hizkulai Hashem Elokeha Shamayim Velokeha Aris. That's why before he sent him, Avraham Avinu said to him, Eliezer Gedenks, remember Eliezer, that Hashem is Elokeha Shamayim Velokeha Aris. Don't feel bad. Be strong. Be one of the Ne'emanei Eretz. Because Hashem is Elokeha Shamayim Velokeha Aris. You were created for this inyan. This is your tachlis in the Bria. It's not the tachlis to be Zarakaidish. That's not your tachlis. Vahino Oderech Hanal. The Loma Nikra Shema Eretz. Shirot Solasis Ritzoyim Kaina. And instead of Eliezer slipping into the world of Arakna, which he could have slipped back into where he came from, which is a bad place, he could have gone right back into that world. He could have headed straight to the red district, to the red light district, and taken his old clothing from the closet, and cut off his beard and payas, and head for Broadway, whatever. He said, this is what I got out of Avraham Avinu. This is what I got out of all these years. He could have gone straight back to that. There's plenty in Canaan he could have gone back to. There's a lot of stuff he could have gone back to. But he didn't. He went forward, and he found Rivka. And there wasn't a grumble, a krechs that came out from him. Not only that, but he went and he did the job. And Chazal say over and over and over, where do you find an Eved like Eliezer Eved Avraham? The way each detail of how he was careful, how he took care of it. Dima Mavira, what will be with Yitzchak Avinu, how he took care of it, with such ahava, with such simcha. Everything was flying. A kvitzis adara. Instead, not only was he not dragging his feet, he was flying through the rotsim of Hashem, of his and his master. Kevin Shechofetz Hashem Isbar She'ev Dayal Derech Zeh Eliezer accepted that since this is the Chefetz Hashem that I serve him this way and Kein Roy Lasses Vitzainai Roy Lasses Vitzainai I'm going to do his Ratzon V'la'ovdei Be'amuna and I'll serve him Be'amuna faithfully Alpi derech ze, in this derech that Hashem is giving me. This wasn't kedai to do such a piece. It's only part of it. Okay, the technicalities, you know, when a person has demyonis. So Avraham Avinu could have said to him, you would have been there, and you would have said, like we would have all said, what's he thinking? So Avraham Avinu could have said, yeah, what are you thinking? But you know, you think. You hope. It was at the beginning of time. It wasn't yet clear yet where things are going, you know? We're looking at it from our perspective, already many years after Maimon has seen that. From his perspective, things are still in flux. Maybe there's a way to break through. And I worked very hard to break through. From his perspective, why not? Why can't it happen? We already could ask all these kashas and what were you thinking, but he was thinking. He was thinking. Chazal tells he was thinking. It doesn't make a difference if somebody's from Russia or from Hungary. And there are other Sfarim that are Sfaradish Sfarim that say these kind of things too. It's just, I was just making a joke. But in other words, it wasn't only that Rav Kook received this from his Rebbe that we saw last week in Nitziv. This is a voice that's coming from everywhere, from all the tzaddikim. And that nowadays is being drowned out by something by some strange noise that is not accepting this, which was a universally accepted truth of Torah until a few years ago. This was universal. This is Torah. I just said that about him because that's where he's coming from. It's not Davkit. No, that's where he's coming from. Don't put the page away. We just need to finish that piece from Rav Kook next week in Shem to continue in Eretz HaTorah. Good Shabbos.